In the lunchtime edition, the BUT seeks clarity on the splitting of education into two separate ministries. Meantime, Education Affairs Advocate Paula Ann Moore praises the establishment of a Ministry of Education Transformation, saying positives in the move. The opposition DLP believes the cabinet reshuffle exposes divisions in the ruling Barbados Labour Party. The public reaction, mixed. 10 St. Peter residents presented with the Pride of Barbados Award. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Union of Teachers wants clarity on the splitting of education into two separate ministries. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, was commenting on yesterday's cabinet reshuffle in which Kay McConney and Senator Chad Blackmun essentially exchanged ministries while the Ministry of Education has been split in two. Ms. McConney, formerly Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, is now the Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, while Senator Blackmun will now serve as Minister of Educational Transformation, and Sandra Husbands becomes the Minister of Training and Tertiary Education. The BUT wonders how the new dual ministry setup will work.
On behalf of the Barbados Union of Teachers, I extend congratulations to the Honorable Chad Blackmun on his appointment as Minister of Education Transformation. However, we seek clarity on the scope of the newly established ministry. What specific responsibilities will fall under the Ministry of Education Transformation? Will its mandate be limited solely to education reform, or will it encompass broader aspects of the education system?
BUT President Rudy Lovell. Meantime, Students and Education Affairs Advocate Paula Ann Moore sees positives in the establishment of a Ministry of Educational Transformation.
We note the significant changes to the Barbados Ministry of Education, including the new Ministry of Education Transformation. The name of the ministry sends a powerful signal of its objectives. We parents stand ready to collaborate with the ministry in achieving feasible change in our education system. We wish the former Minister of Education, McConney, all the very best in her future endeavors.
The spokesperson for the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados and coordinator of the Caribbean Coalition for CXC Redress, Paula Ann Moore. The opposition Democratic Labour Party believes the reshuffle exposes divisions in the governing Barbados Labour Party. The DLP president, Andrea Worrell, issued a statement on the matter via the party's online platform.
We are not surprised by these latest developments. They merely expose the cracks beneath the polished surface of the Barbados Labour Party. The dust settled under the carpet is now being swept away as the questions and concerns of Barbadians take center stage. The path forward demands a government that listens, engages, and acts with integrity. We, the Democratic Labour Party, will continue to be the voice for the people, calling for a government that prioritizes the welfare of its citizens over political expediency.
DLP President Andrea Worrell. On the streets, our Philip Amy found the public's reaction was mixed.
They got carried the same thing, the same government. Don't care if the which party in, it's the same kind of government, doing the same folly all the time. So I get tired and I don't pay no attention.
Once things needed to change, and as the people were saying from yonder, that certain things not in place, well, you have to see and get things right. So in order for she to run again and be able to manage the country again, well, she got to do something.
Well, really and truly, I ain't seeing much of a change. Everybody's still struggling.
Everybody does everything for a reason, but I think instead of reshuffling the cabinet, look at how we are, the people of Barbados, that help whoever to get into the parliament, how we are living, and the cries of the individuals in the country, and think about that. Instead of doing all of this, this dies for parliament.
Public reaction to the cabinet reshuffle in the lunchtime edition. 10 residents of St. Peter have been bestowed with the Pride of Barbados Award for their outstanding contributions to the community. The national honors were presented this morning as part of the Regathering 2025 celebrations. The awardees are Carol Boyce, Sherry Boyce, Gray Broom, Oral Holder, Sharon Howell, Anthony Jordan, Reynolds McLean, Urban Scannerberry, Bernard Weatherhead, Randolph Woodruff, and Mervyn Griffith. Speaking after the ceremony at State House, Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan, praised the recipients for their dedication and service, saying they've contributed significantly to the parish of St. Peter.
People have contributed through business, through work with the church, through work in communities, sports clubs, in a wide range of areas. And the beauty of the Pride of Barbados Award is that it recognizes people who contribute not in just the areas that we consider to be the traditional areas. You know, sometimes you feel you have to be an attorney or a politician or a medical doctor to be recognized, but all of our awardees today have contributed in a significant way to the building of their communities, a number of them to the building of their church organizations, and overall to the building of the parish.
Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan. Grenada's Agriculture Minister, Lennox Andrew, says before the end of the second half of 2025, the government will bring legislation to the Parliament that will decriminalize the use of cannabis, marijuana, for religious and recreational use. He says they're hoping to have this done before the end of the first quarter, but definitely before the end of the first half. And members of the U.S. President Donald Trump's cabinet are meeting all together for the first time at the White House today, joined by the president's billionaire advisor Elon Musk. Meanwhile, a group of U.S. lawmakers are meeting to probe the cuts made to foreign aid by Mr. Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency, DOG, Dodge. It is expected to focus on the work of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Most of the agency's staff have either been laid off or placed on leave by the Trump administration. Our top stories. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, seeks clarity on the splitting of education into two separate ministries. Meantime, the education affairs advocate Paula Ann Moore praises the establishment of a Ministry of Educational Transformation. She sees positives in the move. The opposition Democratic Labour Party, through the president, Andrea Worrell, says the cabinet reshuffle exposes divisions in the ruling Barbados Labour Party. The public reaction is mixed. 10 St. Peter residents presented with the Pride of Barbados Award. In the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.